Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Alonzo, the Pentagon is setting up President Trump's new Space Force, and they have to plan a lot of things to do it. But first, they have asked the public to help them figure out what.
Why they're bothering with this nonsense?
No. They're not allowed to ask that. I'll give you a hint. They have said it will not be space cadets.
Oh, what to call the members?
Yes, exactly right. The Space Force, yes, you got it right. The Space Force was created because President Trump thought it was cool, and they couldn't figure out how to implement his other cool idea, a bowl of ice cream that never runs out. But what do you call people in the Space Force? The Army has soldiers, the Navy has sailors, the Air Force has airmen, the Coast Guard has guardians of the wine dark sea. What do you call Space Force members? So they have asked the public, which you know is a mistake. 5 years from now, your son is going to turn 18 and he's going to tell you he's enlisted to be a spacey McSpaceface.
Well, what do they call in Star Trek? What do they call the, you know, non-officers? Like if you're just a regular...
That's a really good question.
Person.
They call those part-time actors.
Yes. Among the ideas suggested are spacers, space forcers, spaceonauts, Klobo spacers, space sailors, the upstairs Navy, and floaters.
They do have to, they should bring comedians in, actually.
Mm-hmm. You think?
Yes.
For sure.
Because we're good at knowing where it's going to be the mocking.
Yeah.
They could have used our help before they went with that whole semen angle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw that one from 10 miles away.
I think
away.
They did. And the comics at the time were like, no, let him go with semen. Let him go with semen. This will be great. This is going to last for hundreds of years.